Hello, Happy Heads. It's been a while, but I guess we'll catch up with things as we go along this year. I intend to do more podcasts more often and be able to keep up with some topics that I've been thinking about now for a while. The topic I want to talk to you today is perspective capitulation. What is perspective capitulation? What is meant by that? Well, perspective acknowledgement, and it involves three undertakings: mental flexibility, intentionality, and consideration of another person's view of things. Considering someone else's perspective often means asking more questions rather than defaulting to one's own interpretation. Perspective acknowledgement is the key component of empathy. So, what is mental flexibility? Very quickly, in just one sentence. Mental or cognitive flexibility is about adaptability and our own willingness to shift our thought patterns to respond to a given situation in a less regimented way. I mean, that is a skill, to stop, consider other person's patterns of thoughts, and then respond, not react to it in a more or in a less regimented way. So to do that, we need to know what is intentionality. And why is intentionality important? Well, being intentional means having the ability to see specific results in the future that if you achieve them, will make things bigger and better for yourself, your business, your school, your house, your personal life, your own well-being, mental well-being. Being intentional means getting clear and upfront about what you want to achieve, your vision, your purpose, and your goals. Now, to do this, of course, we need to consider other people's points of view, right? Actively considering other people's point of view happens when you try your best to suspend judgment. Wow, that's not easy to do, is it? Suspending judgment and then understanding that person's thoughts, motives, and emotions. That takes work. And also, to understand as well why they think and feel the way they do. You see, we live in on a fast-paced life. We don't take time to think intentionally and to look at somebody else's point of view. We want them to be similar or in agreement with our own, right? Okay. We often enter conversations aware of only our own perspective. Do you know that? We can be quick to share what we think, what we feel, or believe about the issue or situation. We're quick to give our opinion. And this even if we are self-aware, we also need to be aware of other person's thoughts, feelings, and experiences that perhaps would be very different from ours. We need to ask them what they think, and not just for the sake of conversation or just to fill in a form of paperwork, but honestly wanted to be aware of that. Look for and try to understand their perspectives. This is particularly important in today's virtual environment. You know, even texting. Managing relationships well requires us to enter conversations with an open mind. We said we can do that. Check yourself. Can you really have open mind, an open mind, open ears, curiosity, and also being non-judgmental? Because when you do this, then you are seeking to understand and then discern. How do you engage in this perspective capitulation? Well, first of all, set aside your thoughts, feelings, motivations, and intentions momentarily. Put them aside. Come on, you can do that for a few minutes. And then consider the other person's thoughts, feelings, motivations, and intentions. In that order, their thoughts, their feelings, their effect, their motivation, and what are the intentions? Where do they want to go with this? Determine whether your behavior should change based on that information. You know, we are so difficult to change, but yet change is the evidence of learning. And when you change, you make necessary moves towards learning. So why is it so important then to consider other people's perspective? Well, perspective helps us to understand situations from other positions and to consider other beliefs, experiences, and viewpoints. And by doing this, it gives us a better understanding and a greater empathy. It reduces bias. It reduces judgment. And you know what? It reduces conflict. Considering someone else's perspective requires that we ignore what we know, feel, or perceive to determine what someone else knows, feels, and perceives. And that, my friend, is not an easy thing to do. But yet it's so vital. Perspective consideration is about being able to understand a situation from the point of view of another person, not to listen to, not to hear the situation, but really to understand it. The nice thing about this skill is that it allows us to better explore a situation that happened in the past, or it can support you in making an upcoming decision. Very valuable skill. How do you see things from other person's perspective? You know, I think there are three counterintuitive ways to consider another person's point of view. The first one is improving perspective, taking you to another level. And sometimes all you have to do is watch a show to consider other person's perspectives. Use the imagination to consider a situation from a multitude point of view. Use the imagination. It's there in your head. And then draw from your real-world experiences to think about an encounter that is happening, but to think about it in a different way, differently. From conflict resolution to creating meaningful connections and designing human-centered mental processes, perspective capitulation, perspective taking is a valuable skill. It takes time to learn it, to develop it, and to apply it. Keep your head happy, happy heads.